Our people have heard enough slogans. They deserve a vision. They deserve a plan. They deserve leadership with direction. Tonight I will tell you my vision, not for one political party, but for one nation. I am this type of leader. I will not be the type of leader that is more focused on where my opponents sit at a graduation exercise versus fixing major road infrastructure. As leader of the PDM, I am committed to doing things differently, boldly, without fear from the British government or investors or a lying press editor. And political opponents that don't want to engage in honest debate because they fear for their pensions or their job. A police force with a clear pathway to local leadership, including commissioner, is our goal. For too long, 15 years to be exact, we have been told that no local was qualified or good enough to hold the position. The recent reduction in murders and the return to a feeling of safety has caused some to say, well, why are you starting with and touching the police? To make the following point. Since the return to local government, after the suspension of the Constitution, many persons, including myself and persons like the late Peter Stubbs, who agitated for a commissioner with closer cultural and regional ties, if not one of our own. How many people had to die before the British government and governors listened and hired the current commissioner? We will stand by our conclusions on the police promotions process until we have answers that local officers are not being denied rightful advancement. The recent numbers published by a local newspaper proves the point that not enough local officers make up the police force, but also that either the governor or the commissioner is selectively feeding information to one press organization to try and control the minds of our people. On the governor. The current governor was appointed on June 29th, 2023. She was not appointed to a four-year term. Only one person in the country seems to think so. In fact, as recently as June 25th, at the last meeting of Parliament, members of the government confirmed to the leader of the opposition that they were seeking to extend the governor's term by another year. And after careful review by my party's National Executive Committee, we believe she should depart the Turks and Caicos Islands and not be given an extension. The governor must not be extended for another year for the following reasons. One, her refusal to commission a review of the police promotion process when asked by one of the major political parties in the Turks and Caicos Islands, ourselves. Two, her time is constitutionally up. She didn't get an extension, and it is now pursuing one. Three, she has refused to make constitutional appointments in a timely manner when the leader of the opposition provides them to her. Case in point, Mr. Dudley Bean to the Integrity Commission. His appointment was held up for over 6 months. Four, she has abandoned the office in Grand Turk at Waterloo, only attending there a small fraction of the time. If the British government is no longer interested in occupying Waterloo, they should turn it over to the local government for development into the Premier's office and residence.